one more time. One last time. The Jags anchor of the offensive line has never liked being the center of attention.
You know I'm not going to give you anything.
Brad Meester had no choice on Sunday. It was his day, a day to commemorate 14 years in the NFL. 14 years right here in Jacksonville.
And I'm absolutely honored to be able to play here my entire career.
The quiet country kid from Iowa was the man on Sunday afternoon. With mom and dad, six daughters, and his wife watching, Meester had more than a moment. He had a signature memory.
What? I wanted it so bad.
12, and I'm like, maybe the 8.
Brad Meester will never be known as the best player ever to wear the Jags jersey, and that's okay. In our town, being a good guy counts for something. He might be the best good guy this franchise has ever had.
You know, I tried to do the right thing every day.
We watched him and his family grow.
How long are you gone for?
For a while.
He changed one family's life. And he left a lasting impact on a franchise.
It would have been great to have the victory to go along with it, but let's not take anything away from what he accomplished.
Brad Meester earned the attention. On Sunday, he was at the center of it all. A perfect ending. It's been his home for 14 years.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate, NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
I want to thank you fans. You guys have been awesome.
Brad Meester might have a second career in public speaking, folks. He handled that moment beautifully after the game on Sunday. A weekend to remember. For Brad. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Loggeman. Jags lose the game to the Titans 20-16. It was another good effort, but it's also secondary. It was a sidebar because Brad Meester stole the show.
Oh, it was great. I mean, I don't even care whether it was a win or loss. I mean, that was done absolutely perfectly by the Jaguars as an organization. And Brad, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Special day. Tonight we are joined by the man of the weekend, Brad Meester, with more TV time. He just loves the TV time. I'm kidding about all that, of course. Here's the resume. 14-year veteran, the man in the middle for most of those years. Brad went to school at Northern Iowa. Smart guy, too. Had a 3.80 GPA. That was a long time ago now, though. His titles have changed in the last week, folks. He's now a part-time receiver and about to be a full-time dad, retiring to be with his wife and six daughters. And Brad Meester joins us right now here on Jaguars All Access. Well, the victory lap is about to end. Have you enjoyed the last few days?
It's been fun. I didn't really know what to expect. You know, I really didn't want all that type of attention because I'm not used to that. I didn't know what it was going to be like. But they did an awesome job, and I thank, you know, the Jaguars for doing everything they did. They made that day something that I'll remember for the rest of my life, and I'll be able to talk about with my family forever.
I've never seen anybody introduced as the only one before a game. I mean, that was fantastic. I think the team did a great job with that, and here it is. I mean, what was it like being the only one?
It was emotional. I'm not an emotional guy, and I think going through that prowl.
My eyes got a little watery there.
Yeah,
they did.
It was hard because I knew that was my last time walking through there with them fans, and then to be the only one introduced, you know, as long as I've been here, I've never seen anybody get that, and that meant a lot to me that they did that for me. And then just running through there, you know, hearing the crowd, and then obviously my teammates, you know, congratulating me and just saying, you know, how much of it was a privilege to be able to spend this season with me meant a lot.
Tough to play with all those emotions going. You have to go out and play a football game right after that, right?
That was the hard part because that was the part I was worried about because there's so many emotions before the game, so much stuff that was going on before the game. And we still had an entire game to play. You know, I still had to stay focused in that. You know, I knew it was going to be a big day, and I just had to stay focused on what was going on.
Well, they wanted to do more. And I told him, I said, yeah. Be careful now. Brad's still got to play football game. All right, let's take a look at the top plays from yesterday. So light them up.
We saw some good ones. Play number three, Allen Ball with a nice interception of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
13th takeaway in the last seven games for the defense. Allen Ball, second interception. What a nice job of reacting to a tip ball by Allen.
Play number two, Jags have three more sacks in this game. Andre Branch still showcasing his second half skills.
Pretty amazing, Brad. That's three sacks in the game, 30 sacks on the year. That doubles the total from last year. What a change.
This defensive line has done a tremendous job. You know, we faced them all year. That's a great front.
Andre and Jason Babin now with 6+ sacks. Play number one, give Mercedes Lewis some credit. Solid second half of the season. Fourth touchdown in the last four games. That ties a franchise record.
Oh, one more and it's going to be a franchise record. And Brad, that should have been you. If you had some moves, you know, this could have been you and your glory.
So close. Trust me, I thought about that. So close.
We think you got the ball, though, right?
Yes, I got the ball. Okay. I kept that ball.
That matters, too. That's Xfinity Speed play of the game. This is not slow motion, folks. This is Brad Meester's first career catch. And probably his only one.
Well, I'll have to call rename this, Brad, maybe the lack of speed play.
I didn't know where to go. You know, I'd never been out in the open like that, and I ran right in the back of my own offensive lineman and just had no idea which way to go. So I just tried to find a little bit of seam and get some yards.
You did exactly what you've hated the running backs doing for 14 years, and you can go back and look at this play and go in your offensive line room and say, hey, guys, hey, Austin, Uche, Drew, if you three guys had blocked these three guys, I would have had a touchdown.
Well, we always hate it, too, when they run in the back of us because we're trying to block guys. Like, well, just you got all that room to run. And here I did the same thing. I ran right in the back of my own guys.
I must say, though, what a class move by Gus Bradley and also Jed Fish. I don't know of many coaches that would dial something up like that in your situation. I give them all the credit in the world.
I thank them completely. I mean, that was absolutely awesome for them to do that for me. You know, I didn't know if it would work moving a center all the way out to tight end. I thought for sure they would catch on to it, but they had all the trust in me and faith in me that I would be able to do it and catch the ball. They gave me that opportunity, and I'm so thankful for that.
A big part of that play is disguising that, of course. Mm-hmm. And then also, did you catch it every day in practice, by the way?
I caught every single one.
All right, good anecdote. Yeah. So, really, like 4 for 4 on the week. That's pretty good. How about the fans part of this? I know you were mad because you didn't get in the end zone. We had a mic on you, so we know you were mad. But they gave you a standing ovation there. Did you have any time to soak that in? Then they were chanting your name, Meester.
That was another emotional moment right there. I've never had anything like that ever happen to me before. To get back in the huddle there, and then the crowd was chanting my name, I couldn't believe it. That meant a lot.
Did you save the playbook where the play was actually in there? I mean, you got to frame that.
Right? I need to keep that. It actually said, it's like pass by week, O-line, or I said tight end screen to the old man, Brad, is what it said on
you
there.
You got to save that.
I should save that.
You
got to
save that, and you got to frame that, because, I mean, that is a special moment. Now, my question is, you've been an offensive lineman for a long time. Have you ever had a catch or a carry? I mean, you touch the ball on every play, but in your life, when's the last time you had a catch or you ran with the ball?
I've landed on a few fumbles in the NFL. Maybe got a couple yards.
High school? Little league?
No. Well, I mean, if you count like a defensive interception, I played linebacker in high school, had a couple interceptions for a few yards, but nothing on offense and never touched the ball like that or got a chance to run with it.
Here's one of the cool things about Brad Meester retiring is that he could come back. I mean, you had the option to come back and compete. Mm-hmm. So you're going out where you can still play. It's not like you're on your last leg here. You're 36 years old, 14 years, but you're still playing quality football. Does that mean something to you?
I mean, trust me, that was part of my decision of what I wanted to do. And it came down to, one, I wanted to spend more time with my family. And two, I just kind of knew that it was the right time. I really did. I felt like it was the right time for me, and it was an opportunity to kind of leave on my own terms, I guess. Not a lot of guys get that chance to do that. And it was kind of a chance for me to leave the game on my own, I guess.
What impresses me is that longevity. You know, having played the game, I appreciate longevity more than I do, you know, playing at a high level. I mean, 209 games. You've got the two records for consecutive start streaks. 92 was the one you had way back before you had the bicep, I believe it was.
Yes.
And then now you're going to hit number 90 this week in Indianapolis in front of a lot of family and friends that weren't able to be here in Jacksonville.
Yes, this is going to be another huge game for me going out to Indianapolis because all my family is going to be there. You know, my parents were able to come down for this game, but all my family is going to be at this next game. Cousins, everybody. We even have some friends that are coming up from here, from Jacksonville, that are going to fly up for that game. And that's what I want to kind of be able to do is be able to play my last game in front of my family and know it was my last game, be able to play it in front of my family, my kids, and be able to share that time with them.
Well, you don't see a guy play 14 years for one team in professional sports, never mind the NFL, but professional sports, so congratulations that front. Okay, it's time for a little trivia as we head for our first time out on Jaguars All Access. Here is tonight's question. Brad Meester played college football at the University of Northern Iowa, and he graduated in 1999 with a degree in business management. He might have to use that now. What former Buffalo Bill and Jaguars linebacker also attended Northern Iowa? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com.
Still ahead on Jaguars All Access, a moment to remember. Brad Meester's first career reception. Jeff and Brad are headed to the smart board to break it down.
I'm John Osier, and tonight in the Ozone, we continue a holiday tradition.
You need some roughness on that mountain to climb.
We're taking you inside the locker room to hear what Gus Bradley had to say to the Jags after Sunday's loss. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
And he throws it to Brad Meester, the center, in his final home game in Jacksonville, and the crowd goes crazy.
Oh my God!
You can't break any tackles.
You got a first down, baby. First down. All right. Around him.
And he goes to the air, end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Pressure coming. Fitzpatrick rolling right, in trouble. Brought down. Andre Branch. Down. Quick pass to Mike Brown. Gets some space, and Mike Brown is in. Touchdown, Jacksonville. And Brad Meester walks off the field at Everbank Stadium for the final time, retiring at season's end after 14 years in Jacksonville.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Brad needs to get a Twitter handle, and since he doesn't have one, you can use mine to ask him questions here on Jaguars All Access at BrentAS360, and you can fire away during the commercial breaks. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Loggeman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. And Jeff, this is going to be fun. Diagram this play, the one catch for 9 yards in the career of Brad Meester.
Oh, but Brad, we got to go to the play before, because yes. You know, you were kind of complaining about how tired you were, almost like making an excuse that that's the reason why you didn't score. Okay, and you brought up the play before, which was play number 7 on the drive. Let's go to the play before.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay? Here's the play before, and here's you taking a look back at us. You're actually watching us here. Okay, and here's you. You said you got knocked down to the ground. So follow Brad, folks. There he is. He's going after Colin McCarthy, the linebacker. He trips, he falls, and then everybody lands on Brad. Okay, and there you are, right there at the bottom of the pile. Okay, and I don't know what that guy's doing on top of you. But we'll skip that, okay? Now let's get to the play, because here is exactly
what you don't
what
see is how long I was laying on the ground, though. I was laying there for like 2 minutes.
Well, what happens on the play, Jacques McClendon goes to center. Nowak comes in off the sideline. He's the left guard. Now, were you worried about the snap?
No, I wasn't worried about the snap at all. I was worried about a lot of other things. I was worried about me catching the ball is what I was worried about.
All right, well, here's you, the old tight end screen. Let's watch Brad here, okay? Let's see if he could have scored. All right, turns around, makes the catch. All right, there it is, okay? You've got your offensive lineman, your mates with you, okay? And there's two guys out front. There's one guy there to block, one guy there to block, and here's another guy coming from here to block, and you've got 1, 2, 3 blockers. Didn't you tell these guys to block good enough?
I'm telling you, when I caught the ball and turned around, all I could see was the back of Uche's jersey. That was all I saw. You know, when I didn't practice the whole week, it was so easy. I turned around, it was open field, running for touchdowns. It was great. I turned around, it was all jersey. I didn't know what to do. I panicked. And so I ran inside, and I tried to get as many yards as I could.
Hey, you got to get this downloaded to an MP4 so you can have this for the rest of your life.
Oh, I am. There's no doubt. I'm going to have that so I can show my kids later down the road.
Brent, what do you think? A framed version, and then you got the digital video for the rest of your life.
And you have to put the name of the play in there for sure as well. Nice job, guys. Thanks. It's the holiday season, of course, and John Osier is in a poetic mood, the senior writer for Jaguars.com with a classic tonight. Here's Johnny O in the C-Best Ozone.
I'm John Osier with tonight's Ozone Question, and Sharon from the Beaches writes, Christmas week already. Give us something special, Ozone. Give us something special. Well, Sharon, I'm a giver. So on this Christmas Eve, tis 2 nights before Christmas, and here in the zone, a Yuletide idea. we'll present you a poem to delight, even dazzle your holiday season. And so we give you a Jags rhyme with no reason. The Jaguars, oh, what a year. Improvement came fast from far and from near. Gus laid out his plan to the very last letter. And what do you know? They really got better. But first, away from the field, to our all-access crew. The year was a mix of the old and the new. My old buddy Film Room, X's and O's he still showed. And we relived the days when his hair, oh, it flowed. Now our baby-faced friend, well, he's still here too. His title and lifestyle, though, those they are new. He's still a swell guy, and he's loved by the girls. But his sports director salary, well, it's out of this world. And as always, All Access was chock full of guests. Oh, the guests, the guests, and the guests, and the guests. Sinderick, Roy, Josh, they reacted with glee. Well, of course, they got Swiss watches. But again, not for me. Now back to the field, for yes, that's why we're here. As the season wore on, there was plenty to cheer. Will Blackman in Nashville and Cecil in Cleveland. And to think it all started with a coach they believed in. Oh, they built, they competed, they reached for the sky. If only the season had started after the bye. And of course, one storyline, well, it just never ceased. Even after Dave said...
Even if he's released.
Funny. So we close this strange tale of football of passion with a dork in a blazer, his hair quite out of fashion. And what of this poem? Do you hate this rendition? Well, I'm afraid that by now it's an all-access tradition. And so we move on like Brad Meester's goodbye, with the Jags' future bright like a holiday sky. And we remember these words when Santa's sleigh it takes flight. Happy Christmas from Ozone, and to all, a good night.
Merry Christmas, John. Dork in a blazer. I think he had that part right for sure. More from the Ozone on Jaguars.com right now. By the way, Josh Scobie just tweeted in, wants to know who your favorite kicker of all time, Brad Meester. We'll get that answer coming up in just a little bit. But up next, more with Jaguars center Brad Meester. We're talking pride of the Jaguars with the big guy. But first, let's take you to break with Jags Wired. Meester, mic'd up on Sunday.
We're going. Hold up. Let's go 53 there. Yeah, under it.
To throw, fires it to Brad Meester. He's got it. The big man makes a move.
Oh, boy! What a baby! I couldn't get around my guy.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Good luck next week.
Congratulations on a great career, man.
Thank you.
Enjoy watching all those years.
All right, thank you.
High praise from a Hall of Famer, Titans head coach Mike Munchak, congratulating Brad Meester on a great career after that game on Sunday afternoon. Hello, everyone. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access Special Edition. I'm Brent Martin along with Jeff Lagerman and, of course, Brad Meester, the star of the weekend. And it's time to talk about the pride of the Jaguars. This is a question everybody wants to ask. I know you don't want to answer it that much, but we just saw Mark Brunell go up in the pride, and there's some debate whether you belong there. It'd be quite an honor, huh?
It would be quite an honor. I don't know if that's going to happen. That's something I can't control. But it would be quite an honor. I mean, that is a tremendous list of guys out there, up there. And to even be considered means a lot. That means a lot to me just to have my name mentioned. But we'll see what happens.
Had that conversation last Thursday on the Jaguars radio show with Tony and Mark, and they both were in agreement. Brad Meester should be in the pride of the Jaguars.
So I appreciate them saying that. That alone means a lot to me. Just to hear that from them guys, because, like I said, that's an unbelievable list. Those guys have meant a lot to this franchise and everything that they've done. Just to be considered means a lot to me.
Yeah, and Chad Henne, by the way, also said it's a shame and sad that he hasn't made a Pro Bowl in all those years. But, of course, that goes along with winning sometimes. Does it bug you at all that you didn't win more? You obviously had 2007, but you never really got that glory, that Super Bowl ring, of course, that everybody strives for.
No, it doesn't really bother me. And it's not, you know, I don't play this game necessarily for the wins and losses. There's a lot more to this game than just how many games you win or how many games you lose. It's, you know, it's about the memories you make in this game and the impact that you can have on people. I mean, I play this game to hopefully make an impact and see some people. There's people that I play with or people that I watch. I hope they take something from it. In the way that I played the game and the way that I conducted myself both on and off the field, I hope that impacted somebody along the way.
And even though so much has been made about the NFL locker room, because lately it's gotten a little bit of bad press because of what's happened in Miami, that's going to be the hardest thing that you're going to replace is the locker room, because, you know, those relationships, you just won't have them in any other kind of setting.
No, I agree. That's the one thing I'm going to miss is the locker room and in the offensive line meeting room, you know, just joking around with each other. I mean, we give each other so much grief, and you give each other a hard time. That's stuff that you can't, you won't get anywhere else. Once I leave this game, you know, that's not going to happen anymore. That's one thing I'm going to miss.
All right, more Brad Meester coming up in just a moment. For appearing, though, on tonight's show, you are going to receive a Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they're available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. You have 7 women in your life. They might like that. Still to come on Jaguars All Access, one more Sunday for Brad and the Jags. We look ahead to the season finale in Indy. But first, let's go inside the locker room to hear from Gus Bradley.
There were some rough times, but you can't climb a smooth mountain. You can't do it. You need some roughness on that mountain to climb. And we know that. And these rough times now, we're building that roughness so we can climb to the top. 1, 2, 3, keep it tight.
This is Jaguars All Access.
G-Series Prime headlines, season finale in Indianapolis. Jags will try to close out the campaign with a win. Of course, one more goodbye for Brad Meester. A lot of friends and family will be up there in Indianapolis.